So I'd like to begin the reading with a poem for her. This poem takes some explanation. Not so much the poem, but the background to it. I was living in San Francisco, teaching, in 1970 in the summer, and I'd sent my family east because I thought it would be easier for them if they went east and didn't have the arduous duties of packing and moving. But secretly, and I told no one this, I had the fantasy of writing an epic poem in 28 days. And I figured out I could write about 100 lines a day or more. And I didn't succeed. And when I think back over that fantasy, I'm reminded of some much better poets who did a much better job than I was likely to do. The background of this poem is interesting because some of you might know the Bay Area. And I had been saying goodbye for a month to many of my friends. And goodbye involved long, lengthy evenings with very good food and lots of booze and other things. And I always went to school hungover to teach. And I was on my way home from Berkeley to San Francisco and went across the Bay Bridge and was on the entryway when I was stopped by the heat police, which is rather a regular routine, as a matter of fact. And I had a typewriter from my office in my back seat. So you get the picture, right? It took me about an hour and a half to explain that. And finally, I dragged myself up the steps about 3 minutes from San Francisco State at about 5:30 in the morning, sun already up, and opened the door, walked into an empty house with no furniture, no chairs, no tables, walked into the kitchen, which had the best light, tried to figure out where I was going to put this typewriter, which I was afraid I'd drop on my feet. So I pulled out a drawer, which was used to make bread, and of course there was flour all over it. And I made an instantaneous decision, and the typewriter went in the flour. And I sat down to write my epic poem, which is the only thing I wrote over those 28 days. And although I can't tell my wife this, it's a kind of tribute to her. And it's called Kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G. She kneads the kernels, grains, powder of the filled containers, and makes the bread that fuses my sons and the world of the house. And the dust is a resin of her face, and she is kneading again. With a scar shaped like an anchor, an inch-long break at the wrist where she hammered the window jamb and the soft belly of my own furred animals, these sons quiver in the shadows of her dress, faced into the crevices of her tenderness and the kneading. The two absent boys who linger in the bread of the kneading hands, in the eyes and ears of the mother kneading, go back and forth with their real brothers, hitching themselves to these germs. And their father chews the meat that passes into their mouths, these juices from kneading, these gums torn with the teeth of death, the death of those like them living and eating this kneaded bread, their mothers and their fathers kneading this meat.